For the many of us looking to lose weight quickly, there are hundreds of popular diets to choose from, and a lot work, temporarily, but are they worth it? Today, we'll get the 411 on fad diets from Dr. Rebecca Manganello, obesity medicine specialist at WakeMed Bariatric Surgery and Medical Weight Loss. This is WakeMed Voices, a podcast brought to you by WakeMed Health and Hospitals in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Amanda Wild. Dr. Manganello, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk to you about this.
Yeah, so fad diets. What really is the definition of a fad diet?
You know, when I think of fad diets, the first thing I think of is it's too good to be true. So you see plastered across the magazine rack in the grocery store, anything like that, lose 20 pounds in a week or something that you're like, I'm not so sure that's real. Those should put up red flags, maybe not. But when I think of fad diets, I think of diets that cut out whole food groups or that make these really drastic changes that just don't feel sustainable.
Right, like the grapefruit diet, for example.
Like the grapefruit, the cabbage soup, put in like those detox diets too and cleanses like that, that we have very advanced body systems that are already taking care of all of those detoxing things for us. So diets or eating plans or the cleanses, those kind of things are what comes to mind for me.
So how do I identify a fad diet? I heard that hint about whole food groups are eliminated, so that might be an identifier. Are there any other ways to easily identify, oh, this looks like a fad diet?
I would say, truly, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to losing weight, it really is like slow and steady actually does win the race. So research shows that 1 to 2 pounds a week really is the safe and sustainable amount of weight loss when you truly are looking at improving overall health. So when you see the title, you know, lose 30 pounds in 7 days, that's not healthy for what our bodies are intended to do either. Those are things that I would go, I think they're just trying to either a money grab or marketing grab or something like that.
Yeah. And I guess the same goes for those pills where you lose weight without diet or exercise.
Absolutely. When I talk to patients about adding medication, which I use medication in my clinic all of the time, and medication can be a wonderful tool, but it's always a tool. I make it very clear from the beginning, nothing exists in a vacuum. If you expect the medication or the surgery or any kind of intervention to go without the changes with the eating plan and the exercise and expect to go back to what you were doing before, that's a recipe for regaining all of that weight back.
So that brought me to the question, because I was going to say, as I mentioned in the introduction, sometimes these fad diets do work temporarily. So why should people try to avoid them, especially if you're trying to lose weight for a certain event or something like that?
It's all about health, right? So the reason I do what I do is I'm here to help lead to a sustainable, healthy weight where you're not having a lot of the chronic medical conditions that are associated with having excess weight. The issue when you're just dropping the weight for an event, it's just not sustainable and oftentimes not healthy for your body. And at the end of the day, our body and our health is the most important thing.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. So people should try to avoid fad diets, but what are some diet plans that would be healthy alternatives for losing weight? And not too boring, doctor.
Fair enough. Honestly, there are a lot of really great eating plans out there. Like you've probably heard of Mediterranean, low carb, South Beach, Atkins, keto, all of these different things. The important thing is to think about it individually for yourself. If you need to think of what kind of foods do you even like? If you don't like fish, don't do a diet that's focused in fish. You want to find something that has that balance of those macronutrients. So when I'm talking about that, I mean protein, fiber, fat, carbohydrates. You want to have that good, healthy balance. But at the end of the day, the most efficient and effective plan for you is the one you're going to be able to stick to. The one that works for you, that works for your family. And when you look at the studies, really a lot of these eating plans can be successful as long as you're able to stick with it.
Right. You have to stick with it. And to stick with it, you often have to be kind of in the right frame of mind. So how do you encourage patients to follow a constructive and healthy plan for weight loss?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's very individualized. How I approach in my clinic is we have to first kind of see where we are to know where we need to go. So my first step I usually do is just increasing that awareness of what are we eating day to day? What kind of foods do I like? What kind of foods am I craving? Things like that. Little things that I tend to pick up on with that. Skipping breakfast. So I'm sure you've heard of intermittent fasting, which has its own kind of benefits that way. But when it comes to weight loss, hasn't shown as much of the robust data with it. But I find a lot of times, and this is maybe for some people and not other people, but skipping breakfast often leads to late night cravings and snacking and things like that. So at the end of the day, becoming more aware of what are your types of foods that you like to eat, what are your medical conditions that we need to focus on improving, and making sure we're really getting in those whole natural quality foods.
So when should we seek out someone like you to help guide us along?
There's no set time. We're here whenever. There isn't a set point in the journey. If you feel like you're trying to make healthier choices and maybe not seeing results that you want, or if you don't really even know where to start, you can come see us for any reason. There's no set BMI you have to be in order to come meet with us. We're here to help. And the benefit at WakeMed too is it's a very comprehensive program. We've got nutrition, psychology, surgeons, myself, our team. We're all here to support you all together.
Well, like I was saying, you have to be in the right frame of mind, and that does take sort of the whole person, which it sounds like you often address in working with your patients.
Absolutely. I mean, from the start, I like to make sure I'm not looking for a yo-yo. I don't want you on a diet your whole life. I actually rarely use the word diet. I'm looking for that healthy eating plan that we design together that works for you and your lifestyle that helps you get to that healthy place that you're seeking.
Great. Dr. Manganiello, thank you for providing these insights for the way we can think about managing weight loss and sustain a healthy life.
Absolutely. And I also want to be clear, I am very much of the mindset. So I treat weight difficulties as its own chronic condition. Same way I treat diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, everything that way, which means it's just not as simple as eat less, move more a lot of the time. So if you feel like you're having difficulty with that or having difficulty with appetite or cravings, reach out for help. We're here to help guide you through that process. And we've got a lot of tools available to you.
That was Dr. Rebecca Manganiello, obesity medicine specialist at WakeMed Bariatric Surgery and Medical Weight Loss. To learn more about WakeMed Bariatric Surgery and Medical Weight Loss, please visit wakemed.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Amanda Wild with WakeMed Voices, brought to you by WakeMed Health and Hospitals in Raleigh, North Carolina. Stay well.